USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defund the police policies throughout the United States continue to have negative effects on law enforcement in this nation. An off-duty rookie NYPD cop was shot and hospitalized when two suspects tried to steal his car as he was driving to work in Queens last night. The two suspects were arrested. And yesterday, in Bridgewater, Virginia, two campus police officers were murdered at a school of 1,500 students. David Bushman is the president of Bridgewater College.
They were very well known to students. They were always seen together. Their relationship was very close as well, and so it's meaningful. So we feel this very deeply.
Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, the prognosticator of all prognosticators, was gently lifted from his burrow at 7:25 a.m.
Punxsutawney Phil reported seeing his shadow for six more weeks of winter. USA Radio News.
Get to Kohl's to save on beauty, essentials, and home. Take 20% off all beauty and fragrance during our Love Your Look beauty event. Pick up Nike hoodies for the family starting at $19.99. Save 50% on Carter's for baby. And Sonoma Goods for Life bath towels are only $8.99. Plus, take an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. And get Kohl's cash this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles offer valid September 20th through 23rd with promo code SAVINGS. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Illegal immigrants continue to flood into the United States.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement, they get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country, to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families. These individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As many Americans believe we should have boycotted the Winter Olympics in China based on their human rights records and slavery against the Uyghurs in China, Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the Chinese Communist Party is only interested in corporate sponsorships and worldwide attention from the reward of hosting an Olympics.
We know that the Chinese Communist Party is not that interested in Biden's response to a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics. All they're wanting are the TV cameras and the corporate sponsorships to be there so that they can showcase Beijing. We know that there are some people, it is reported, that have been put under arrest and they're not going to be able to protest. There has been a censorship purification project of the Internet. All stories are going to have to be approved by the Chinese Communist Party. This is every bit part of their propaganda. We're fully aware of that. And, you know, Rob, you've heard me say time and again over the past year, we should have had the USA Freedom Games so that our athletes would not have been deprived of the opportunity to compete.
It should be noted the Tokyo Olympics were postponed for a year because of the pandemic, and with the same surge going on in China right now, the Chinese somehow avoided a postponement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.